港共政权声音乐家，请持续支持 My Radio 节目月费计划。
本土民主反共，普罗政治，民声起义。myradio.hk
Bienvenue au Cadre Français septième episode.
Septième, yes. Number seven.
Number seven.
So
last time we talked about food, and since food goes with drinks, so this time we introduce some French drinks for you viewers. But I'm sorry that we didn't have any French drinks today. We just have American drinks and Hong Kong drinks. So my first question is that do the French like soft drinks?
Okay, I would say generally they don't prefer soft drinks. We really have the habit to drink sparkling water or just plain water.
Yeah.
So Coca-Cola is the evil American food drink. We don't like
so
much.
Do the French actually think like that?
They're quite... They love and hate the U.S. So they hate McDonald's because we have our own good food. But they love the U.S. somehow for the whole, everything else. You know, the movies, the music, the cultural aspect. But yeah, we really... I think most people agree that Coca-Cola is unhealthy, not good for you. So we prefer water, fruit juice, and sparkling water. I have to say that what shocked me the first time I went to Germany is that Germans don't drink tap water. Okay, they do, but if you go to the restaurants, to the bars, whatever, they don't have plain water, tap water. They just have sparkling water. And what my parents told me at the time was that Germans, they think, why should I pay for tap water when actually I can
get it everywhere?
And when actually I could pay for higher quality water with bubbles inside. So they don't stock up on tap water. They just give you sparkling water. So when you're a kid and you're maybe 8 years old and you drink sparkling water, it's really painful sensation. The kids don't like. So I was I had a hard time in Germany when I lived there. But yeah, so French, they mostly are used to drinking sparkling water after dinner, during and after lunch dinner. It helps with digestion because the small bubbles supposedly make it easier to digest.
But actually in Hong Kong, you've got a lot of bottled water in French brands.
Yes.
The most famous, of course, is Perrier.
Sparkling one. Yeah.
The sparkling one. Actually, you can still get it in the 7-Eleven or the supermarket.
Correct. Yeah.
But the another one is, I have to ask you for the answer.
Yeah.
It was quite famous about 10 years or 20 years ago, Evian.
Oh, Evian, okay.
But right now, I don't see...
Yeah,
too many of them.
Maybe it's too expensive. It's really the high-end mineral water. And what's special about Evian is that they really brand themselves as having the water coming directly from the mountain. So filtered for thousands of years, the water coming down the mountain, and then finally they tap it and they put it inside the bottle. Well, there's a lot of marketing in there, but in the end, it is... naturally mineral, so it means that this water doesn't have added minerals. It's naturally in there, so it's more healthy. Because in Hong Kong water, and I'm not sure if this one has, but usually they have the added minerals.
But the so-called mineral waters, which is in fact not natural mineral.
So water. It's just like you add some powder in there, and the powder.
Actually, the thing that they add into the water is salt, sodium.
A sodium, really? Okay.
Yeah.
But this one is special because it's distilled water. Yeah. So distilled means it has absolutely
nothing,
no minerals.
No, this is
unhealthy, actually. So I recommend most people who drink water don't drink distilled water, because this is the kind of stuff you use for your ironing to put in the machine. It's not good for you because your body needs minerals. You know, every day you need minerals. So drink mineral water, French if you can,
yeah,
but it's a bit expensive.
Okay.
Actually, I think the if you compare Bonacqua with Volvic, I think Volvic is quite cheap, and so it's quite affordable.
I am not too sure whether you can still get all these French brands bottled water.
You need to look for them.
You have to look for them.
Yeah.
I could find them about this kind of bottled water, let's say 10 years ago.
In Hong Kong?
In Hong Kong,
mostly,
but yeah. But okay. Right now, it's just difficult.
Mm.
So, when we talk about this natural mineral water, where did you get them?
And this is a good question.
In France.
So mostly, these brands like Evian, the logo is the Alps with the Mont Blanc.
Mm.
So this is more towards in the Alps that they get it, next to Switzerland and Germany, at the crossroads. But we have Volvic, which comes from the center of France, because we have these this mountain range in the center of France, and this is where it comes from. So what's interesting also is that these places were naturally volcanic activity before many.
Volcanoes in France.
Hundreds of thousands of years.
But they are
ago.
All sleeping.
No, all sleeping, yeah. But you still have some remnants of this activity in the form of hot springs. So you can find a few hot springs, if I'm correct, in the center of France, next to these mountain ranges. So also what's interesting, the difference between Asia and France is that for us, the hot spring is more for medical purpose, to treat
skin disease
and so on. But in Asia, you'll notice it's mostly for relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah.
In Taiwan, the hot spring, and the onsen in Japan.
Oh, I think in Malaysia, they got a few spas who can cure disease.
Mm.
Yeah, I heard that. But what is how do the French enjoy these spas? Do they go to the spas, let's say, during their vacations, or they...
So, mostly, you won't be able to go there if you're like everyone else. Usually, you need appointments, you need a prescription from the doctor.
Yeah.
Because it's terribly expensive to go there by yourself.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, usually, you go there when you have a real medical condition.
Which means that you have to consult the doctor first,
and then he will prescribe.
He will certify that you got some disease.
Exactly, and then it's going to be very cheap to go there. Otherwise, I think it's quite out of quite expensive.
Well,
so people go there, and usually it's inside, indoors. It's not like the Japanese or Taiwan hot springs where you can go outside even during winter. It's really a big difference.
Well, just from what I heard from you is, it seems to me that they have some kind of protective measures to make sure that these spas will be enjoyed by the right persons.
Exactly right. Because we don't have so many, and probably a lot of people would like to do this.
Yeah.
Also, what's interesting is that in France, the whole idea of massage and spa is not very common.
Mm.
We have very few spas. You know, when you go to Shenzhen, it's like every street corner you have one. But in France, really hard to find.
Oh, it is of different natures.
Mm.
Because in Shenzhen, you do some other things.
Mm.
something else. Yeah. So it is not the same case in
exactly.
France.
But also, what's interesting is we have quite a big Muslim community in France, and in the Middle East, you also have this kind of a spa called hammam, and next to the Paris Mosque, we have a hammam, if I'm correct, which is quite traditional looking. And I was told it's really nice, and this one is more for relaxing.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure. So I think if some of you would like to take a vacation in, say, France, you may see if you can go to those spas.
Of course, yeah.
But you have to follow Alex's advice.
Yeah, and I'll be your guide.
Okay. You will have to go to the doctor first to make sure that he gives you a
prescription
and then you will enjoy it at a reasonable price.
Yes, yes. Otherwise, it's really, really expensive.
Okay. Going back to that natural mineral water thing, we still got Perrier in Hong Kong.
We have, yeah.
You can still.
So you have different bottles. You have the hard bottle made of glass, and you also have the plastic one like this.
Yeah.
Actually, I prefer using the glass one because it's better for the environment, you know? Because when it finds the bottle is out in the wild, the glass is actually just sand, you know, and it's easy to. It's biodegradable, but plastic is so terrible.
Oh, they actually got only glass bottles many years ago. But right now, I guess they...
Because it's too expensive.
Because
it would be better for the environment if everything was...
And like Alex, I only enjoy the bottled. I mean...
Yeah, bottled the real one.
The real one.
Like this.
Yeah. So it is a very good experience. Mm-hmm. So how do they make this... bubbled.
I think water. So. I'm not exactly sure about the process, but there's CO2 injected in it, and I think that there's different type of ways.
Well, actually, they have to add the bubble into the water, and not they do not come by themselves.
Of course. So you add it. So it's CO2 actually, and whenever the CO2 is in contact with air, I think it releases the bubbles. I'm not sure how it works, but you have different types of bubbles, different size. So in France, I think we have at least three different size of bubbles. Different brands, yeah. So Perrier would be probably the bigger ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have some other ones which are very small and basically help to digest, but in a softer way.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
the big bubbles, you know, maybe it's a bit painful when you drink this. Maybe you feel a bit uneasy after drinking this. So that's why we have all these different types of bubbles.
You got a lot of gas in your stomach after you drink a lot of this water.
You need to make sure which type of gas it is. So that's why we have different.
Sure. So next time if you pay a visit in say Paris or some other cities, make sure that you get the right kind of mineral water that you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, I really like San Pellegrino. San Pellegrino is the Italian sparkling water, and this one actually you can find in most restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we can have it in Hong Kong. So after we talk about water, we can go back to the problem of French food. My question, I guess most of you now watching the show will also ask the same thing. Where can I get the best food in, say, Paris?
Well, it all depends on what kind of food.
The best food at, reasonable price.
Best price, yeah. Well, it can really range to the very cheap to the very expensive. So if you feel that Paris is so challenging and you come from Hong Kong, you were born in Hong Kong, you want to eat Hong Kong food or Asian food at least, you have to go to District 13, so 13e arrondissement. So arrondissement means district, and you have in total 20 districts. So the 13th district is southeast of Paris, and this is where most of the Asian community lives. A lot of Vietnamese, a lot of Chinese.
How far would that be from the Eiffel Tower?
It's opposite, really opposite. So it's going to take you about half an hour to go there from Eiffel Tower to 13th.
Do you have the underground railway?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So actually, I can even give you the underground station. It's called Porte d'Italie. So this is the stop if you want to arrive in the center, the 13th district. So over there you have all the Asian food you want, very good Vietnamese food because a lot of Vietnamese immigrated to France before. Okay, so that's if you feel homesick. But if you want to try maybe food from our the minorities, like Middle East or Northern Africa,
Algerian,
Moroccan food, you would go to Barbès. Mm. So Barbès is kind of it's the station name, the MTR station name, and it's also the neighborhood. And over there, you can have really good couscous.
Mm. What's that?
So couscous is the dish made of a lot of vegetables, a lot of lamb, no pork usually because it's a mostly Muslim dish. And the base, so instead of having rice or pasta, you have this kind of, we call it semoule. So semoule is like those small grains that are made from corn or wheat powder, flour, something like this. Mm. So it's flour that's rolled and which makes the small...
Just from Alex's description, it sounds very exotic.
Yeah, very exotic. And covered with sauce. It's very, very... And chickpeas. My mother does a very good one.
It's a pity that we don't have a chance to check it out. In
okay, so next time my mom comes to Hong Kong, I will ask her to cook. She'll be very
happy.
What
I mean is that we can't actually go to a Moroccan restaurant in Hong Kong. Or maybe there are some.
There are a couple.
If any one of you just know about this, just send me an email. Or
give us a shout, yeah. I've tried a few, actually.
In Hong Kong?
There's one called Sahara.
In Hong Kong?
Yeah, in Hong Kong. Oh, yeah. It's in Lan Kwai Fong, well, Soho area.
Yeah.
All of them usually are there. So Sahara, and the other one is Kasbah.
Yeah, Kasbah.
And both are quite good. A bit expensive, but can say authentic.
Mm.
So in Paris, if you go to Barbès, you can find this type of food. So Middle East and Northern African. But if you want typical French food, what you have to do is you go to the brasserie. Mm. So brasserie is like the cha-cha-tang.
Mm.
Do I pronounce it correctly?
What's that?
Cha-cha-tang, cha-cha-tang. The small shop, Hong Kong restaurant. Cha-cha-tang.
Oh, I have to... think about it after the show.
Okay, sure. Anyway, maybe some of you understand what I mean. So the equivalent of the small restaurant in Hong Kong that's...
Cha Chan Tang. Okay, I got it.
Okay. So the equivalent in France would be the brasserie. So over there, what you can do is you can order the steak with French fries.
Mm.
French fries, by the way, are not French. They're from Belgium. So most people don't know. We didn't.
No, I don't know about it.
Yeah, we didn't.
Which means
invent.
That in some case, you order rice.
Well, we don't order rice too much. It's not too much in the culture. We don't cook too much rice in France. Mm. Mostly pasta and potato vegetables. Mm. But what I mean is the French fries were created in Belgium.
Mm.
So it's not something we made. Some people call it French fries. Mm. Americans call them freedom fries.
Okay.
Americans. Anyway, so in brasserie, you can order steak and French fries with like pepper sauce. Very good. You can order choucroute. It's kind of... a shredded vegetable with sausages. It's very mixed between German and French food, but typical to those kind of restaurants. You can order like sausages, andouillette. Even, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but we have this sausage made entirely of pig blood.
So we call it
boudin noir. It means black boudin.
What about the duck with the blood duck? I heard of that.
The duck with what? Sorry,
blood.
Blood. I heard about this, but I'm not too familiar with it.
Okay.
Yeah. We have some really funny things.
Yeah.
You could also order perhaps frog legs.
Frog legs.
Yeah, we like frog legs.
It become some kind of joke for the Americans.
Yes. Froggies, right?
How come that you people can eat frogs?
Yeah, but frogs are good.
But in Chinese, we do.
Of course, when I go to Lam Tin Market, market, I see the toads jumping around.
Yeah.
So actually, French and Chinese are very similar in terms of the exotic food we eat.
Yeah.
Also, if you go to these brasseries, you will find a lot of seafood. So oysters. The oysters, we don't cook them. We eat them raw.
We also have the oysters, oysters from France,
in
Hong Kong, which they charge at a very high price.
Yeah, I know a good place in Mong Kok, which is okay, not too expensive, with a lot of French ones too. We also have the snails in those brasseries, so the cooked one, and then you take out.
Okay,
actually, not always cooked.
Talk more about the snails.
The snails, So usually the type we use that we cook is the.
Should I say the French is the only people in Europe that eat snails?
I think the most who eat the most. I probably eat the most snail.
Yeah.
I would think so. Also, okay. So we have different types of snails, right? There's land snails and sea snails. We actually eat both. But the sea snails usually is the medium one. We call bulot. It's about this size, and it's quite meaty. So you pick it with a special fork, and you put maybe mayo or some type of sauce with it. Actually, Brasserie has a lot of different foods. This is what people go to, where people go to for lunch during the weekday. They go down from office, go there, have a quick lunch, come back.
You see, the biggest challenge for me or for us, let's say so-called English speakers, the pronunciation of these French dishes. It's really
it's a lot to remember.
A big problem. Not remembering. We don't even know how to pronounce it. So what is the? I mean, to save you the embarrassment of giving this order in French, let's say in Paris, how would we do it?
I think it's better to point. Ping on this. Yeah.
No, it doesn't look elegant.
It doesn't. Sorry. Yeah, there's a lot of vinegar in this. Okay. The thing is. Most of the French menus, maybe they don't have photos usually.
So I mean, this is some kind of conspiracy. They would make sure that you can't pronounce it and you don't know what it is.
You cannot read it, and maybe it's only in French, no English.
Okay, the funny thing about this is that they don't usually have translations.
They don't. Yeah.
Why is that?
The French, the French.
Is it a trick or? On the non-French speakers,
they're very proud of their language, so they won't. They prefer to be entirely in French. And I think I've mentioned this before in all the advertising on the streets and so on. Whenever it's the English saying, maybe like "just do it," well, for Nike, they would have the subtitles in French. Faites-le or something.
To make sure that you know
the
French.
Make sure that French understand. They're really proud of their language. Yeah. So, in the menus, you have a hard time unless you have some. You remember the words. So I recommend really to maybe have the Michelin guide.
Michelin guide. Okay, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
So do your homework first. Before you go to the restaurant.
Especially Michelin is from a French company. And so you basically go to the recommended restaurants and you point the name in French of the recommended dish and you have a good time, I think.
Sure.
And I would also advise when you go to Paris, try to go to the roads that everyone, the recommended areas and roads, don't go off track because it's easy to go in places that have no interest. Maybe can be a bit dangerous, depends where.
Let me ask you a very maybe embarrassing question. Is Paris safe right now?
I would say so. Yeah, it's safe. But if you look like a tourist, it's easier for people to...
Especially if you look like a Chinese tourist, it will be very...
Yes. Because Chinese tourist has a money dollar sign on it, or renminbi sign on it. So it might be... Yeah, actually, recently I heard that the Chinese government wanted to have police officers from China to protect their tourists in France, in Paris.
But I'm very sure that the kind of robbery or this stealing are not done by the Parisians. They are done by the...
Probably...
Some other people.
Maybe we can put the blame on other people, but I think it happens in Paris. I think it's a Paris problem. I think there's a lot of problem with people having nothing to do and feel helpless, hopeless. So it brings these kinds of problems into society.
But still, I would say that Paris is a very interesting city.
Interesting.
Well, if you got the time and money and you have to go to Paris.
Definitely. I would recommend to go in winter and summer. Yeah. Summer is calm and winter is beautiful because of all the Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
In between, like spring and autumn, it rains a lot. It's maybe the weather is up and down, very cold, windy. So I would not recommend these times.
Yeah. Well, all in all, I would like to go to Paris sometime in the future together with Alex.
Of course. I'll be your guide.
So my thanks again to Alex for introducing us a lot of, culture and, many very interesting things about France.
Yeah. And we have to finish all, right?
Sure.
How about you try just this before we end the show?
Sure.
It's a bit crunchy and very, very sweet.
Yeah.
So it's more like the biscuits. I think there's a bit of honey as well in it.
Actually, I had it before.
Okay, you had before, right?
Yeah. So, again, it's just my recommendation to you all.
Yeah.
Whenever you feel like tasting a dessert, so go to this one.
So, if you have any questions about any type of food, just ask us, and we'll be very happy to answer you.
So, à bientôt.
À bientôt.
Okay.
See you next time.